He kept a belt by the door so he could hit them with the buckle end whenever they came home late. No wonder my siblings retaliated by staying out even later, drinking and taking drugs to numb the pain of growing up in a home like ours. My mother did her best to defend her children, even though her protests meant getting her hair pulled out and being beaten over the head with a frying pan. But no matter what she did, she saw her children slipping away from her one by one. As the youngest, I watched the nightmare unfolding. My alcoholic father unable to control his anger, my mother so bullied she became a woman with no voice or opinion, and my siblings so hurt that they turned to drugs and alcohol. I watched as they shot up heroin and began stealing to feed their habits, and then as they marched off to prison. I decided I would never touch drugs or alcohol after seeing how it was destroying them. Still, I was a frightened child who thought surely she was going to lose her mind. Everyone said I was my father's favorite, but that brought such confusion to my heart because even a little girl knows that when someone loves you, they take care of you. They don't hurt you. Unfortunately, I slept in a small bed in my parents' room because the apartment was so crowded. My father made a habit of sending my mother to the store so that he and I would be left alone together. That's when the sexual abuse began. The abuse went on for several years, long enough to warp my perception of love. Having friends was impossible because I didn't even like myself. And kids at school made fun of me because, like my mother, I had no voice and couldn't stand up for myself. Believe it or not, while all this was going on at home, we had been going to church. I made my first communion, attended confirmation classes, and went to Mass every Sunday. I knew how to pray, and I did it every night, begging that God would keep me safe and help my family. But the older I got, the more I began to wonder where God was in the midst of all my troubles. Things got easier by the time I went to high school. I liked my classes, and though I still stayed pretty much to myself, I had a few friends. By then, all my siblings had moved out of the house. I'll never forget the day I heard the news that three of them had already contracted the AIDS virus. I was so upset, so angry with them for destroying their lives. But I was even angrier with God for putting me into a family that was so messed up. Before long, I met a boy I absolutely adored, and we moved to Albany. But he was flawed like all my former boyfriends. Soon enough, he got hooked on crack. One day he asked me, the girl who never drank or did drugs, to sample something that looked like a cigarette. I hesitated but began inhaling it. Before long, I started hallucinating.